Here in the United States, it's Flag Day. And welcome to the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 14th day of June. Thanks for being here. From the Business News Desk, the Fed held the line and paused its hiking of interest rates. But that doesn't mean you're going to pay less. UPS and the Teamsters have reached an agreement on one key factor which could be helpful in avoiding a strike. Speaking of the workplace, Starbucks has been ordered to pay a worker $25.6 million. Why? We'll share that story. Also, the $26 billion gamble that paid off for Microsoft is coming up today. We've got the Wall Street Report and some good news for renters. In the interview, you'll meet Andy Lazier from Entrepreneurs Organization. What is that and why it matters? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Reach us on Twitter. You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. So what is Flag Day, and why is this an important but often overlooked event? Although not an official federal holiday, Flag Day commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States on June 14 of 1777. But what's interesting is that even though the U.S. adopted a flag, the 13 states were not yet united. That's right. Each state issued its own currency. Each state had the right to own slaves or not. Each state had very different trade partners. In other words, we were far from being united. And by 1787, the entire system was quickly unraveling. All this was recognized by George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin, and others who were known as nationalists and wanted to form a United States government. And that didn't happen until years later, when the delegates of each state made the very difficult decision to adopt and create the Constitution of the United States. And that is today the longest-serving written charter of a government. So yeah, today is Flag Day, and you just got more than what you bargained for. Happy Flag Day. The central bank, in the face of lower inflation rates and the still strong job market, made the decision to pause rate hikes. Now, you would think that might be something to cheer about, but there is a but. With every Fed rate hike, the lending rates that banks charge their customers, especially variable rate credit card debt, tend to follow. According to Bankrate.com, the average credit card rate is at a record high of 20.44% as of June 7, and that is well above the 16.3% average at the start of 2022. Now, if you do pay off your credit card each month, no worries. However, if you do carry a balance, expect to be paying for some time to come. Meanwhile, what about home mortgages? Well, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage was 6.71% in the week that ended on June 8, and that was down from 6.79% the week before. And by the way, a year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 5.23%. Mortgage rates are not necessarily tied to the Fed's overnight lending rate, but rather to the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note. And that yield often moves in conjunction with sentiment about inflation, which the Fed has been trying to drive downward with all of its rate hikes since last year. The good news is that inflation has been slowing for 11 consecutive months, to 4% in May, according to the latest Consumer Price Index. If it continues to do so, the 10-year yield may also move downward. The bad news is that inflation is still above the Fed's 2% target, which suggests the U.S. Central Bank may hike rates again yet this year. So there you have it. Who knows, right? With all the news about the Fed decision and rates, one would have thought investors would rejoice a bit. However, the stock market ended the day mixed, and those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. As we've reported in the past, the Teamsters is right now involved in a strike vote by UPS drivers and loaders. However, there does seem to be some movement. CNN is reporting that negotiators for UPS and the Teamsters Union have reached a tentative agreement on a crucial issue in their contract talks. What's that? Well, the shipping giant has finally agreed to install air conditioning, gradually, in its entire fleet of 95,000 delivery vans. The union hailed the long-sought agreement as a major tentative deal. It said the company agreed to equip all larger delivery vehicles, smaller sprint vans, and all of UPS' most recognizable brown package vans purchased after January 1 of 2024 with in-cab air conditioning systems. You catch that date? There is apparently less immediate relief for drivers of vehicles already in operation. The current fleet will all get two fans per van after the contract is ratified. You heard that right, fans. Like there's none in there now. In addition, there will be air induction vents installed in the cargo compartments to alleviate extreme temperatures in the back of the vehicles. Non-electric vehicles will have exhaust heat shields installed as well. So, yeah, there is some progress anyway. Two fans. Wow. Starbucks said they fired a worker because she had an absence of leadership. She said she was fired due to her race, and now Starbucks is facing a judgment of $25.6 million. CNN is reporting that Starbucks regional director Shannon Phillips, who sued the company for wrongfully firing her, claimed that she was terminated for being white. Phillips, who worked for Starbucks for about 13 years and managed a region of stores in the area, was fired after the arrest of two black men at a Philadelphia Starbucks in April of 2018. The New Jersey jury returned a verdict of $25.6 million, including $25 million for punitive damages and $600,000 in compensatory damages. The jury ruled unanimously after a six-day trial. Lawyers for Phillips says she will also be seeking back and front pay. Starbucks said it's disappointed in the decision and is evaluating its next step. So, what is the backstory? Well, back in 2018, two black men were asked to leave the coffee shop after sitting at a table without ordering anything. The men, who declined to leave because they were waiting for a business associate, were escorted out of the coffee shop in handcuffs after a store manager called the police on them. They later reached a settlement agreement with Starbucks and the city of Philadelphia. Phillips came to the defense of the employee that called the police department. And for that, she says she was terminated. Back in 2016, Microsoft paid $26 billion to acquire LinkedIn. That's a famous job posting site. Industry insiders accused Microsoft of paying way too much money and that it was a waste of resources. But now, 7 years later, Microsoft has the last laugh. The Street is reporting that few are now questioning the move, as LinkedIn's user base has grown by more than 100%, as pointed out on Twitter by Bloomberg's John Ehrlichman. Since the purchase, LinkedIn has seen its user base balloon from 433 million people to 930 million, making it one of the world's largest social media platforms. And the increased user base? Guess what? That's also bolstered the company's bottom line. Stocks ended the day mixed, with the Dow falling by as much as 400 points earlier in the session. At the bell, the blue chips were off by 232 points, ending the trade at 33,979. The NASDAQ fared better, picking up 53 points to settle at 12,626, and the S&P 500 was pretty flat, gaining just 3 points to close at 4372. West Texas Intermediate crude fell again today, off by 74 cents, to end at $68.68 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the easing of rents. Tenants, particularly in the South and Southwest, are finally seeing rent increases ease as apartment construction booms. Rent prices for new leases are dropping in nearly half of the 100 largest U.S. cities, according to apartment list data. Meanwhile, an average of 6 national metrics shows that asking rents climbed less than 2% over the 12 months that ended in May, and that is a sharp slowdown from the double-digit increases of the past 2 years, as well as being good news for tenants. Decelerating rents should also help cool inflation. And this bit of history on rents: asking rents have dropped on an annual basis only once, and that was in the immediate aftermath of the 2020 COVID outbreak. Only one time since the 2008 financial crisis. All right, click ahead for a conversation about the international group known as EO, or the Entrepreneurs Organization. My guest is Andy Lazier from EO Iowa. So what is it? How do you join? And what's in it for you and your business? All asked and answered. Just click ahead.